Right, well, we've now just left the county of Wiltshire at the county boundary with Dorset, approaching the village of Ashmore. We come through the bridal gate here, and with the lovely old oak signpost, which tells us that this is the Wessex Ridgeway, and Lyme Regis is 62 miles. My name's Graham Hemsley, and I live in Tarrant Cainston. I moved there in the early 90s, and very quickly became involved with the Ramblers Association. We're quite high up here at Ashmore, 700 feet, which is the highest village in Dorset, but we have to drop down through the woods of Ashmore and then eventually cross the Stour Valley down near Hod Hill and Hambledon Hill, and then we rise up again to the forest above Shillingstone, to the high ground again, and follow another long ridge along to Bulborough Hill. Ashmore is the start of the Wessex Ridgeway, where it leaves Wiltshire, and it's a very high village, 700 feet, the highest village in Dorset. And one of the features is its large village pond, which the Wessex Ridgeway comes around, which is rumoured never to dry up. But there's some very nice old flint and brick houses. There's St Nicholas's Church, which again you pass as you walk the Ridgeway. And then you leave the road and go down an old gravel track called Hapney Lane. It's a very nice place to be, and I guess it's changed a little over the years. As most rural villages, the facilities have diminished, but it has got a very nice new village hall.
My name is Edith Langley. We are sitting in Ashmore Village Hall, which was opened in 2005. How I come to live in Ashmore was because I was a Land Army girl in Kent. Ken was in the RAF in the war, last war, and he used to go and visit my aunt. I used to write to him, and so we were pen friends all the time he was abroad, and it wasn't until he came home that we met. And I came to Ashmore to see if I liked Ashmore, and then a house came up empty, and he said, shall we get married, and that was it, and that's how I came to Ashmore. Of course, now they're used to all strangers and that, but when I first came, they just peeped behind the curtain as though I was something from outer space that had arrived. But once they got knowing to people and that sort of thing, and you're accepted. When we were blocked up with snow, Ken used to go and pick up a special baking of bread, which the Ewan Minster baker used to do for Ashmore. And we used to deliver that from door to door in pillowcases. One lady said, oh, white bread. Oh no, she said, we have a brown one today. But it was no brown bread. She had to have, I'm afraid, what we had got. The people are friendly that have moved in because they do join in and help to raise money. And that took 10 years to get the money for this place. What we had before was a wooden hut which came from Blanford Camp. By the time it was taken down, there was ivy growing all up the walls. And of course now, it would be most unhygienic to hold things in it. So we are very lucky with what we've got.
Yeah, come. Two mountain block.
My name is Carol Shoopman, and I'm County Bridleways Officer for the British Horse Society.
Okay, off we go then.
In the Blackmore Vale, you've got some fantastic views. There's historical points, there's Rousby Camp, and the Bridleway goes right the way round it. But the views are absolutely superb, and the skylarks are just to die for. And if you're going through the woods, you've got Blandford Forest, where the Wessex Ridgeway runs. We always get these people with a greenology, as I call them. You know, think that horses disturb the wildlife, but they actually don't. I mean, when you can ride by a deer and it's only sort of 10 foot away from you, I don't see that you're actually disturbing it. You'll see buzzards and lapwings, and it's lovely. And there's nothing better than being out there with your horse and yourself and nature. Come on, you're a big girl, you can open the gate. Whoa, stand. A bit more that way. Thank you. If you're thinking of bringing your horse to the Wessex Ridgeway, get yourself an explorer map find your route that you want, and then contact your local British Horse Society bridleways officer, and we've got other assistants out there that know areas better than we do, and we can get them to check it out for any obstructions or bad gates or anything like that, and to make it more pleasurable. It's an adventure and everybody should try it.
I'm Ian Nicol from Natural England, and this is Hambledon Hill National Nature Reserve. Hambledon Hill is an incredibly impressive lump of chalk which dominates the surrounding landscape in the Blackmoor Vale, with the rivers Ewen on one side and Stour on the other. It's incredibly steep-sided, mainly chalk grassland. It's never been ploughed and it's not had fertilisers or herbicides applied, so it's incredibly rich from a wildlife point of view. There's a big range of plants. You can find as many as 30 species in a square metre. Plants with quaint names like Squinancy wort and Horseshoe vetch and Milkwort and such like. As you approach Hambledon Hill from Shroton along the Wessex Ridgeway, you come up to the triangulation point. At that point you could turn right and then take a circular route following the rampart rings around the top. And from there you get a spectacular view out over the surrounding countryside. In the distance to the north you can see the Mendip Hills on a clear day. And then to the west you'll see villages of Shillingstone, Sturminster Newton, and the escarpment running west down towards Dorchester. And then on certain high points of the hill, up near the Trig Point, you'll be able to see the Isle of Wight on a clear day. As well as having a very rich natural history, Hambledon also has very rich archaeological features going back nearly 6,000 years, as well as the rather more obvious hilltop ramparts that we see, which are part of an Iron Age hill fort. And about a mile away from here we have Hod Hill, which also has a hilltop Iron Age hill fort and also has Roman features.
My name is Martin Papworth. I'm the National Trust Regional Archaeologist for their Wessex region. We're standing in a field beside the River Ewen at the foot of Hod Hill. But beneath our feet is an Iron Age settlement. And it is the extramural settlement for a very large settlement indeed, which lies within the hill fort. If we went up the hill and we stood in the centre of Hod Hill, we'd be looking out over a large grassy expanse. It's probably the only place in this part of Britain where you could actually walk down a trackway between earthworks of roundhouses. When the grass is short, you'll see that we're standing in quite a sizeable town. At the time of 43-44 AD, when the Romans came to Britain, there were one or two tribes who decided to fight it out. And one of those were the Dorset group of people. Vespasian and the 2nd Legion Augusta, so it's thought, landed in Poole Harbour and then marched this way towards Hod Hill. It was a big prize for the Roman army. And the Roman army arrived, set up its artillery, lined up its soldiers at the gateways, and it would have been quite a thing to try and attack this. And what Ian Richmond found when he did his excavation of the biggest enclosure, the chief's house, that it was peppered with ballista bolts, spearheads that were fired by Roman catapults. As he didn't find many other of these ballista bolts within the hill fort in the excavations he carried out, his assumption was they opened the gates to them and let them in. They were then expelled from the hill fort and made to live down here where we're standing by the river.
I'm Brian South, the head teacher at Shillingstone Primary School. We are beautifully situated on the edge of the village, overlooked by Hambledon Hill, amidst beautiful scenery. Because the scenery is so inspiring and the school's situation is so beautiful, we invited James Crowden, who's a Wessex poet, to work with our children in a workshop to produce some poetry on our local landscape. We chose a day, an incredibly cold, incredibly windy day, to take the children up to the top of Hambledon Hill, which is almost like flying when you get to the top. The wind was fierce and the children struggled up the hill, feeling almost as if they were going to be blown from the hill. And it comes through very strongly in their writing, I think.
Steep hills, what a wonderful sight!
The wind was colder, I wrapped my scarf round me tighter. The cold breeze swished through the air.
And squelchy mud too.
I'm a sparrowhawk, I prey on anything that moves in my sight. Wind's making it harder and colder.
I slowly stumbled on, I didn't want to go further. The wind tried to push me off, but I would not let it beat me.
Are we there yet?